Welcome to Practical Magic, the show that's practically practical.
It's a show about absolutely nothing.
So grab your broom.
And join us for some fun and laughter as we fly through the night discussing whatever comes to mind.
And of course, some practical magic too.
We're your hosts, Nixie Lavender.
And Emberlyn Rain.
Hello and welcome back.
Here we are, episode number 2 of Practical Magic. Sorry this episode's been so long in the making. We have had such a busy couple weeks.
Yeah.
My youngest witchlet went in for surgery. She had her tonsils removed, and because of her age, she had to stay overnight, which meant I had to stay overnight. So Nixie got the pleasure of watching the other two.
Hurrah!
And then after that, I had a sleep clinic, and apparently it's a crime to snore around here, so...
You had to travel so far to go to this sleep clinic.
We did. We had to travel about an hour, hour and a half, and I really don't understand how they expect you to be able to sleep. They put so many wires and contraptions and things on you, it's just utterly ridiculous. And then they just turn the lights off and say goodnight and expect you to just go to sleep and have peaceful dreams.
Didn't happen.
But you helped me out a bit that night.
Yes, I did a little blessing.
With my permission, of course.
Don't remember what all I did. It was the beginning of last week or so.
Yeah, you printed off a picture.
Printed off a picture and put it in a little bowl of you.
A bowl of me?
No, your picture.
And then you had
lavender
fresh from the
fresh
herb garden.
Fresh lavender, twined with a light blue
ribbon.
With some
light blue, in case you were wondering, brings peace and tranquility.
Yes, it does. there are also some dried lavender.
And then you lit a candle.
Put some lavender ashes from an incense.
Right, yeah, you're big with the incense ashes. You save all your ashes.
Yeah, I like ashes. And they smell really nice.
Yeah.
It's like you like dragon's blood.
Yeah, I use dragon's blood in everything.
But yeah, so I did that, and I don't think it worked for you, because you didn't sleep so good.
Well, I did sleep a little bit. They want you to go through the stages of sleep, the 5 stages, and during, I believe it's the 5th stage, is the stage where you actually dream. And I know that I did have 2 dreams that night. So I think I must have went through the stages twice.
Yeah.
So that should be enough for them to get some sort of data and figure out why I snore.
Anyway,
so you've been pretty busy this past week too.
Yeah, I started at my new job.
How are you liking that?
Good. It's a really nice place, really nice people. Caught on pretty easy.
So. Yeah, not too hard to count inventory.
No. A lot of stuff, but no, it's not too bad.
Good.
And we may have found a place too to move into.
To live. Awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
Yeah, it's about time you got out of your house and
out
of mommy's house into your own.
Hopefully by November we'll be in.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, then we can do like a housewarming spell and blessing and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Since we never got to do it here.
Yeah.
We've done a couple here, though. That'd be good.
Anyways, so...
Oh, and I got a new addition to the family this week.
It's currently sleeping.
Yes, my little black kitten, because, you know, every witch needs a black cat.
Yes, he's so cute. His name is Onyx.
Yep, named him Onyx. We think it's a boy. We're not entirely sure. He's young still, so we could be in for a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, well. He's a little precious little thing.
He is. Found him on the side of the road. Somebody drove by, threw a box of kittens on the side of the road, and then just left. So,
it was one of them.
Yeah, it was nice to have a new addition. And the Chihuahua's getting along quite well with him. The other cat, she's she's warming up to him, but she's
not liking the new feline figure in the house.
Well, it's not that. She did like him until the dog started liking him, and then when she lost her puppy companion,
she got jealous.
Yeah, her nose got out of joint quite a bit.
Well, yeah, he's quite the mischievous little guy, though, eh?
Oh, he is, and I am dreading the day that he discovers the herb cabinet. We are going to have catnip everywhere.
Why the black cat?
Oh, don't you know the story of why witches should have black cats?
Never heard before,
no? Okay, well, cats are considered a witch's familiar.
Yeah, I knew that.
And a familiar, according to the dictionary, is a demon or supernatural being supposedly attending to a witch. It is often said that they assume the form of an animal. However, many Christians or non-pagans believe that a witch's familiar is a demon in disguise.
Ooh.
However, I think, and many other people feel, that this is quite the opposite, as a familiar is more often than not like the Christian concept of completely lost my train of thought. A guardian angel, right?
Yeah. Did you know black also, like the color black, mm-hmm. symbolizes ultimate divine energy?
Does it really? That's good. And stereotypical for a familiar, not just a cat, a black cat. And do you know why?
No.
Okay, think, it's actually quite a simple answer. Think back, way, way, way back to the burning times.
Okay.
And it was necessary to keep your witchcraft a secret.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise you would be burned. So, cats...
That's not funny, though.
Well, no, it's not funny. Cats generally are nocturnal by nature.
Yeah.
And a black cat being nocturnal by nature, coming out at night. You're not going
to
see that cat. Yeah. So it became necessary, when you're hiding your craft, a black cat, a familiar, somebody who's there to help you, to assist you in your magical workings, he's not going to be seen. He or she is not going to be seen. So that's why black cats are a desirable partner.
Sweet.
So everybody run out and get a black cat. So this is our Maven episode.
Yes.
Yes, we have a lot of information. And hopefully this will help you understand more about Maven and maybe give you some ideas for your own festivities at home. Many of ours are geared towards family and the children. We want to get the children involved. So
Yes. If
you don't have children, then these might not be for you. But I'm sure you could...
They're not just for children. They are, like... They're just, I don't know. They're not, like, childish. They're very neutral, but they are stuff that the children can get involved with as well.
Exactly, yes. Well, let's start off with the pronunciation
of Maven.
Maven. There are several different ways to pronounce this, and we've heard on several different podcasts, I don't think I've heard it pronounced the same way on any of them.
No.
So it can be pronounced Maven.
Yes, that's how we like to pronounce it, Maven.
Or Mabin.
Or Mabun.
Or Mabon.
Or Maybin.
Or Maybone. Here's some little background information on Maven. It is the second of the three harvest sabbats. It is also known as the Witch's Thanksgiving. It is celebrated on or around the 21st of September and any time up until the 23rd, generally. It's during the autumn equinox, which is when daylight and night are of equal times.
Yes. We typically like to celebrate Maven on the 21st.
Yeah, we're going to have our feast, and I think we're going to do a ritual on Tuesday.
We're also thinking about maybe doing a live podcasted ritual, so you'll have to tune in for that.
Could be interesting. Hopefully it's not too windy out.
Yeah.
Also, Maven is considered the time of mysteries.
Ooh.
It is a time to honor our aging deities and the spirit world. It is considered a time of balance. It is when we stop and relax and enjoy the fruits of our personal harvests, whether they're from our own gardens or from our jobs, raising our families, or just coping with the stress of everyday lives. We celebrate the aging goddess as she passes from mother to crone, and while the god prepares for death and rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you about some Maven traditions. Usually, most Wiccans like to walk through wilds or forested places, places where you feel more close to nature, gathering seeds, dried plants, usually used to decorate your home for future use or herbal magics. Certain foods could include grains and vegetables such as corns, beans, apples are very hi, Maven fruit.
Pomegranates. That's my favorite. I love my pomegranates.
Yummy.
Onions.
Yeah.
Onions are another one.
Another thing you can do is grab a basket or something decorative that you could use in your house. Fill it full of leaves and acorns, like oak leaves, just stuff like that. Your typical fall scene, pretty much.
Yeah.
And use them to decorate your house or your altar, with obviously coordinating colors and, yeah, all that fun stuff.
What about the herbs of Maven?
Herbs. Well, there are more than just herbs. You've got, obviously, your fruits and stuff like that, too, but most of your herbs are like acorns and ferns, grains, honeysuckle, marigold, milkweed.
I really don't like marigold. I'm not a big marigold person.
Rose, sage,
myrrh,
yes, tobacco, thistles, and
you can make quite a nice incense blend for Maven with sage and myrrh.
Yeah, yeah.
We should try that, make our own
even,
incense.
Even mixing some things into a sage smudge stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be good, too.
We like our sage smudge sticks.
We should have made a Maven sage sponge. Smudge stick.
Yes.
Oh, here's another one. What about Maven colors?
Oh, maybe the colors. Well, pretty much look at your fall colors.
There you go.
Red, orange, maroons, browns, golds, rusty colors, you know.
So there's quite a few different spells you could do for Maven, too. During your ritual, you could do protection, prosperity, security, and self-confidence spells. Anything dealing with harmony and balance is also a good thing to do.
We actually have one set up here for you. It's an inner strength blessing ritual, whatever you want to call it.
Charm.
Yeah. Basically, it's kind of crafty, too. You just
go out on your nature walk.
Yes. Collect all your things. Typically acorns, because you need the acorn for this.
And it has to be an acorn with the cap on.
Yes.
Or if the cap is off, sitting with it. Because you need the acorn and the actual cap.
Yes.
So you want to make sure you have both pieces of the acorn.
So basically you just bring your acorn home and pull the cap off if it's not already off.
And this might take a little bit of doing, because sometimes they are on there tight.
Yes.
Wiggle it a bit, and it should pop right off.
Careful not to break your acorn.
Yes, you don't want to break it. You want it to come out apart in two pieces, cap and acorn.
Yeah. And then, within the top of your acorn, you can fill it with your Mabin herbs.
Any herbs for inner strength. This is a self-confidence.
Yeah.
Typically,
things like this, which aren't necessarily for Mabin, are bay, mugwort, pennyroyal, and ash.
When I made mine, I also added dragon's blood, because yes. I add dragon's blood to everything, as we've already said.
Yes, well, dragon's blood is just typically an enhancer.
So. Yeah, it's meant to enhance the spell, so I always add it. And you pile everything in the cap of the acorn, so you obviously just need a small amount of each herb.
Yep. Then you just stick some glue in there in
some
the cap.
Glue, or you could use sap from a tree if you want to be completely natural.
Yeah.
I used glue because...
But you can buy all-natural glue now.
Yes, you can. And then you want to stick your acorn back in the cap. Hold it for a few minutes, and then you have your capped acorn. Now, you can...
Yeah, if you want to get really creative, this might also take a little bit more work. You can puncture or drill, however you wish, a hole through the top of the acorn... typically if there's a stem left on the top of the acorn, and you can put a string or a chain or something around it, and you can wear your acorn around your neck.
Or make a keychain.
Yeah. Hemp ropes or string is very good for that. So
this acorn is something that you're going to want to carry with you at all times. Once you're done, you want to empower the acorn. So, light yourself a white candle and center and focus. Mm-hmm. Hold your acorn. I like to hold it in two hands just to kind of give it that extra oomph. Yeah. And then recite this spell. Little seed with cap so fine.
Grant your strength and make it mine.
Make me sturdy as your tree.
As I will,
so mote it be. Your acorn is now empowered, and your charm is ready to carry on you whenever you're having personal difficult times, whenever you're needing that little extra oomph.
Inner strength.
You hold your acorn and think of the sturdy tree, and hopefully that will help you out.
Yes, and we also have another little thing here for you, Mabin recipe.
Of course, because Mabin is just like every other Sabbath, and you need to have your feasting.
Yes, the simple feast is very, very important after your rituals or blessings and stuff.
Although you could have
a large feast. Yeah, you could have a large feast too.
Because this Mabin is the Thanksgiving, so you could have a big feast.
Yeah,
prior to your ritual, I suppose, and then do your ritual, and then have your simple feast after.
Yeah.
Hey, the more food, the merrier.
Yes, well, with your simple feast, you're always supposed to have a cup of wine or
juice
or cider.
Cider
is very good. Very appropriate for this time of
apple
year as well.
Apple cider, yes.
As well as your cakes or whatever goes along with your Sabbat or...
Yeah, cakes and ale after your rituals to replenish your energies that you've exerted during your ritual.
Anyways, so what we have here for you, we call it a Mabin crumble.
Yummy, yummy. Your ingredients that you're going to need are 5 apples, cooking apples,
1 cup of rolled oats,
2/3 of a cup of brown sugar,
1/2 a cup of all-purpose flour,
6 tablespoons of butter,
1 teaspoon of cinnamon,
1/4 of a teaspoon of salt,
and 1/4 of a teaspoon of allspice,
2 tablespoons of apple juice or orange juice.
We prefer apple juice with our apples.
Now you want to preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit.
Lightly butter a 9-inch square baking pan or a casserole of the equivalent size and dust it with some flour.
Peel, core, and slice your apples and arrange them in the pan.
in the bowl, with an electric mixer, blend your oats, brown sugar, flour, butter, cinnamon, salt, and allspice on low speed until it forms a coarse meal.
Crumble the mixture evenly over the apple slices and sprinkle with juice.
Bake it for 35 minutes.
This makes 6 servings, approximately. And it's best served warm.
Yes, with chilled juice. I like milk.
Purple?
Purple milk?
Why not?
Fun.
One thing we've neglected to mention thus far is the deities of Maven. The goddesses associated with this are Morgan and Persephone. We focus mainly on Persephone. The gods are Thor, Hermes, and the Green Man.
Ooh, the Green Man.
Nixie is very fond of the Green Man. There's a myth behind Persephone. Have you ever heard of the Greek goddesses myth?
No, I'm actually not very familiar with Persephone. I don't know a whole lot about her.
Well, according to the Greek myth, she is the daughter of Zeus and Demeter, and Demeter is the Mother Earth type goddess. And Persephone was the goddess of spring, and she helps her mother tend to the plants. Hades, who is the lord of the underworld and Zeus's brother, fell in love with Persephone and asked Zeus for her hand in marriage. Zeus refused because he feared Demeter's temper. So Hades came and whisked Persephone away and made her queen of the underworld. Demeter was so distraught that her daughter was missing that she stopped tending to the plants and wandered around the earth looking for her daughter. So this is why we have fall, the changing of the seasons, because no one was there to take care of the summer plants.
Cool.
Demeter insisted that Persephone return to her, and under the pressure of Demeter, Zeus went and talked to Hades and demanded that Persephone be returned. Hades protested, and Zeus exercises his power and declares that Persephone's marriage would be void as long as she ate nothing from the underworld garden. Well, Hades tricked her into eating some pomegranate. Mm. So, although she does return to the earth every spring, come every fall, every Maven, she returns to the underworld and we have fall again. So that is the brief myth behind the goddess Persephone.
That's very intriguing story.
I love Greek mythology. We should do a little segment on it every so often. There's so many.
Yeah, you got to do Greek mythology in school. And
stuff, I did. I studied in high school and again in college. Which is kind of funny because I studied law, so I'm not quite sure how Greek mythology got squeezed into Canadian law, but it did nonetheless, and something I really enjoyed. So you have a little lesson you want to read to finish up our show?
Oh, yes. This is out of one of my favorite books by Scott Cunningham. It's Wicca, A Guide for the Solitary Practitioner. You should pick it up. It's a very good book.
Yeah, I seem to remember that I picked it up and somebody swiped it off my bookshelf, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
I love this book. All right, well, here it is. Leaves fall, the days grow cold, the goddess pulls her mantle of earth around her. As you, O great sun god, sail toward the west, to the land of eternal enchantment, wrapped in the coolness of night, fruits ripen and seeds drop, to the hours of day and night are balanced. Chill winds blow from the north, wailing laments. In the seeming extinction of nature's power, O blessed goddess, I know that life continues, for spring is impossible without the second harvest, as surely as life is impossible without death. Blessings upon you, O fallen god, as your journey unto the lands of winter and into the goddess's loving arms.
Have a blessed Maven!
From Emberlyn
and Nixie
and Little Onyx. Blessed be.
Check one, two, check, check, hello. Sniff, sniff.
So if you want to find us online, here's ways to get in contact with us.
We can be reached at practical.magic@hotmail.ca.
That's C-A, not com, because we're Canadian, so .ca. On Facebook,
Practical Magic, the podcast.
Through Podbean, which you're probably already listening to us on.
So we don't need to give you the address for that.
Or on our website, practicalmagic.net. And again, that's magic with a K. Thanks for listening. Blessed be.